We're celebrating 400 years of the King James Bible, and being British, I'd like to remind everyone this is our gift to the world. But interestingly, we do not have many religious broadcast programs in the British Isles. The country has prided itself for some considerable time on being a secular, anti-religious society. You have to be a Muslim to be tolerated. Christians are not highly thought of at all. But we have had some programs regarding the Bible. And interestingly, one pointed out that one of the major reasons why the King James Version was proposed and carried out was that the King was offended by Tyndale's translation. Tyndale's work started around 1522, so almost 100 years before the King James Bible. One of the strongest critics of William Tyndale's translations, he didn't manage to do all the Bible, but he did a considerable portion of it. But one of his main critics was a Catholic scholar, Lord Chancellor, Sir Thomas More. And he took great offence at a number of the changes to the Catholic translation that Tyndale brought in. I don't have chance to do, there were four basic words, but I can only concentrate today on one, because of this time of the year. What the Catholics have translated as penance, do penance, Tyndale translated as repentance or repent. The word is the Greek, which I'm going to fluff by not being able to pronounce correctly, metanoite, something like that. A couple of the other things in Strong's is that's sort of 3340. A related word in 3339 is metamorpho, and we actually in English language have adopted metamorphosis or metamorphos, and that is linked, it's transform, to change. So I think the use of the word repentance is by far the more accurate. If we look at the scripture in Acts, let's look at the one in Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent you therefore and be converted. So there's repentance, change, and conversion are tied together. That your sins may be blotted out, and that the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of God, of the Lord. It's difficult for us now, not having had a Catholic background, or a medieval Catholic background especially, the enormous control the priest had over people's life. The sacrament of penance involved confessional, and then the absolution of sin by having an imposition of a work, a duty imposed upon you by the priest. Just imagine the power this gave this person to control people's lives. You confessed to him, he knew every problem that you confessed, and he could then impose upon you. If you were wealthy enough, he could ask you to endow a church or something. Amazing power. Tyndale, with the other changes he did, undermined so much of their theology and so much of their power and influence in people's lives. By this idea of doing penance, you are required to produce works. Now, John talked about, you know, showing works worthy of repentance, but you don't earn your repentance. Obviously, your life after being forgiven reflects a change of approach. But we have, as Mr. Bowles recently reminded us, we don't just repent of what we did in the past. We have to repent of what we are. Our very being. Our very approach. The fact that we are physical. Our reactions are so negative in so many ways. We respond to things and think the worst of people. In the world in which we live, that's almost a defense mechanism. You could almost justify it. You know, if it's too good to be true, it is too good to be true. That is very cynical. But we also have resentment inside us. We have to repent. We have to change from what we are. But we cannot earn God's forgiveness. It is by his grace we are forgiven. Looking over in Galatians, please. Galatians chapter 2, starting in verse 16. In Corinthians, Paul talks about godly repentance and not worldly sorrow. We need godly repentance. It's not just sort of regretting things. We've got to do rather better than that. We have to grasp this understanding through a miracle taking place in our minds. Otherwise, we of ourselves cannot repent in a godly fashion. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, knowing this, a man is not justified by the works of the law. This isn't just referring to God's Ten Commandments, the Ten Words. This is the statutes, such as circumcision, the rituals, the physical things that were imposed upon the Israelites, because physically, that's all they could cope with. They did not have the gift of the Holy Spirit. For by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. Not justified by penance we do, not justified by paying a bribe to the priest, not justified by a repetition of a prayer or a phrase over and over again, like writing lines. It's by the faith of Christ, not by the works of this ritual law. For the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. No penance can pay for the things we've done wrong. No penance can overturn what we are as a physical human being who is so far short of the ideal established by Christ. Dropping down to verse 20, Paul says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. We don't achieve being a better person by our own strength. This is Christ working through us and in us. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Greatly admire what Tyndale did with his translation. He was heavily influenced by Martin Luther and his German translation. And Luther thought of terms by faith alone being sufficient, and that the law was done away with. So we have to be careful that we don't come out of the one Catholic ditch and then jump into another ditch expounded by one of our Protestant daughters, one of the churches that came out of the system. The definition in the Oxford Concise Dictionary for metamorphosis is to change in form. Secondly, a turn into a new form and change the nature of. Metamorphosis, a change of form again, by natural or supernatural means. And the third definition, a change of character and condition. And zoologically, interestingly enough, the transformation between an immature form and an adult form, for example, a pupa to an insect, a caterpillar to a butterfly, or from a tadpole to a frog. We need this spiritual repentance as our first step on going from a fleshly human being to taking on the character of God in preparation for the goal of being born into the very spiritual family of God. We are taking an enormous step. We do need to understand the difference between penance, to do penance, and godly repentance. The confusion that had been so met when people could teach from a Bible which people could not understand, when they were teaching from a Latin translation, people were dependent upon the priest. We have the responsibility to seek God's will. We have the benefit of ministers, elders, to guide and lead us by their example. But they are not priests. The only priest we have is Jesus Christ. We are all priests in training, yes, but Jesus Christ is the only priest in the church. We do not go to a vicar, someone who is a vicarious person. We go to God. The translation in the same dictionary for penance, an act of self-punishment. You're sorry, but this is worldly sorrow. As a reparation for guilt. Secondly, in the Roman Catholic and Orthodox Church, it's a sacrament. It's part of their dogma, including confession and absolution for a sin, and then a penalty imposed, especially by a priest, or undertaken voluntarily for a sin. A huge difference, an important difference by Tyndale. Tyndale, for his work, was killed, judiciously killed, under order of the king. Ironically, his main critic, Sir Thomas More, was executed the previous year. Being a favourite of the king, you have the chance to obtain great reward, but if you don't always manage to follow the wind that blows the king, you can get it badly wrong, as Sir Thomas More did. He did not manage to adjust quickly enough. But hopefully we can adjust to the difference between doing penance and godly repentance.